I think that while we are obviously disturbed, the world is disturbed at the prospect of Saudi Arabia further illegally intervening and meddling in the sovereign affairs of the Syrian Arab Republic, it helps to take the lens back a bit and look at the broader picture. The war in Syria, the war in Iraq, and events throughout the wider world, including the scandal of Donald Trump recognizing Al-Quds as the unilateral capital of the Zionist entity, all of it has reduced the influence of Riyadh tremendously. Everything that they've tried to do in the region in terms of influencing foreign policy has ultimately failed. They've caused a great deal of mayhem in the process. Their money has gone into the hands of those who have killed many thousands in the process. But in terms of achieving their ultimate political goals in the region, they have failed. When you look at Yemen, those who the Saudis intend to fight not only have held their ground, but now we see a dispute between the putative allies of Saudi and the UAE in the southern part of Yemen over the issue of southern separatism. Iraq is a country whose strongest regional ally is Iran. That isn't going to change. And instead of looking to have some sort of partnership, even at a reduced level with the Saudis, Iraq is looking to Russia, looking to China, looking even to Turkey, looking to just about everyone but Saudi Arabia, no matter how much they try to get their hands on Iraq. In Syria, it's been a total flop of a disgrace for the wider anti-government coalition. Saudi is a member. Other Gulfy monarchies have been. The Zionist regime is, of course, a huge part of it, the United States and the European clients, and it has failed. The president of Syria remains in office. Terrorists continue to be neutralized, fully in line with the recent UN Security Council resolution, and so they failed. The Saudis, just as they are learning in Yemen, you can't just throw money at an issue and make it happen in the way you want it. You actually have to win the hearts and minds of people on the ground by creating something that resembles a stable society. The Ba'ath Party of President Assad has been able to do that, and he's been able to secure an increasing amount of peace due to close cooperation with his genuine allies. The Saudis and their coalition of terrorists haven't been able to achieve that in Syria, and this should be a wake-up call to them, as it should to the United States, that they're wasting their money. Donald Trump constantly talks about the need to save money. Well, he's doing the opposite, and so he's outsourcing it, asking the king of the Wahhabi kingdom to spend his money. But I think that all of the players in Washington and Riyadh will realize that they are wasting their money. The reality in Syria is that things are more or less settled. A few more terrorists need to be neutralized, primarily in eastern Ghouta. There's also some continued problems in Afghanistan in the south, in the Golan in the southwest, and of course in Idlib. But apart from this, the war is already settled, and it's just a matter of winning the final battles and implementing the political settlement for the conflict that Russia, Iran, and Turkey have agreed upon in terms of working and continuing to work in the Astana format. That's proven a success. Nothing the Saudis have done has proved it. They can bankroll their various gangs and their various mercenaries all they want. And so while the latest development is indeed disturbing, and it shows that, as the Russians and Iranians and the Syrians have quite rightly said time and time again, the U.S. doesn't plan to end their illegal occupation of Syria anytime soon, that all they have up their sleeves is more of the same. More money, more weapons. They can delay, but they cannot really change the overall trajectory of the conflict. And the sooner they realize that reality, the sooner they can save their own money and maybe, just maybe, join a productive and peaceful part of the international community. I wouldn't hold my breath, but that's certainly what ought to happen.